You are listening to the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast with Aqua Alex. On the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, any and everything tropical fish and aquariums will be discussed. From freshwater to saltwater, cichlids to clownfish, Aqua Alex has you covered. What tropical fish topic is up for discussion today? Let's find out. Aqua Alex, take it away.
Ooh, yeah! Aqua Alex has a new fish-keeping group on Facebook for all of you, the wonderful tropical fish keepers, to join. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something, brother. This fish group is better than any other fish-keeping group out there, dude. On our Facebook fish group, we allow tropical fish sales, brother. Tropical fish pictures, dude. And YouTube videos. And much more. We have over 400 passionate tropical fish keepers, brother. And we want you. Aqua Alex invites you to join the official Facebook group for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Yeah, after all, it's for the love of fish. Ooh, yeah! Attention, fishomaniacs! The Facebook fish-keeping group name is For the Love of Fish. Now, wait a second, dude. Love is not spelled L-O-V-E. Ooh, it's spelled L-U-V. So when you go searching for the group, it's for the L-U-V of fish, brother. Go on Facebook search and search groups for our group, For the L-U-V of fish. For quicker access, just go to facebook.com/groups/the LUV of fish/. Yeah. Go join now, brother. So fish keepers, what you gonna do when your love of fish runs wild on you? Ooh, yeah. The cream of the crop will always rise to the top. Need a little excitement? Check out For the Love of Fish! Ooh, yeah!
Hello, tropical fish keepers. Welcome to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I'm your host, Aqua Alex Cardinelli. You know, I have some wonderful listeners. I have some wonderful fish keepers that take the time to listen to each and every one of my episodes. I have been really busy the last few months. I'm getting ready to move to Florida, and a matter of fact, I'm moving within a week. So I've been really busy. So I logged on to my Facebook page, the Aquarium Network, which is the official Facebook page for this podcast, Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, and I had at least 5 messages from people wondering what happened to Aqua Alex and what happened to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I'm going to address that and a couple other things on this episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. First and foremost, I, Aqua Alex Cardinelli, am perfect. I'm fine. Nothing wrong with me. Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast is going nowhere. It's staying right here, and I'm going to have some wonderful upcoming episodes in the future. I want to thank each and every one of you who reached out to me wondering if I was okay or what happened to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I greatly appreciate it. That means that I am wanted. It makes me feel special, and I appreciate that. It means a lot to me, and I love doing my podcast. I've been busy with work and packing up and getting ready to move. I haven't had the time to actually sit and record an episode. Today, I just happen to have a lot of free time, so I figured I'd do a quick show thanking my listeners for reaching out to me. I will be back full-time podcasting within a month or so. So you can expect new episodes of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast to come in your future. So first and foremost, I would like to announce that this is the final episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast that will be released from Springfield, Massachusetts. That's right. This is the last episode I am recording in Springfield, Mass. I am moving to West Palm Beach, Florida, and I will be in my new West Palm Beach, Florida studios on August 3rd. I cannot wait. I can't wait to see what the fish hobby is like down in Florida. I bet you there's a lot of wonderful tropical fish stores down there, and I bet you the tropical fish hobby is so much different and so much bigger down in Florida. So August 3rd, I will be in Florida. So I would like to say thank you to all the Massachusetts fish keepers who supported Aqua Alex and Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. And I hope you'll continue listening to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, because Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast is nationwide, worldwide. We have listeners from all across the United States and all across the world, but I do encourage local listeners to where Aqua Alex is from. So I will encourage people from West Palm Beach, Florida, and that area to listen to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Now, with the move to Florida on August 3rd, that means I have a lot to do. I have to pack more stuff, make sure everything I'm bringing is packed, and then I have that long ride down to Florida. My family and I are going to be driving down to Florida, so that's going to be a very long ride. So, with that being said, I will not have time to record new episodes of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. But because I want to keep Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast relevant, and I want to deliver some high-quality tropical fish-keeping shows for you, the fish keepers, to listen to, I'm going to replay some previous fish-keeping shows that I've done over the years in my previous fish-keeping podcast. 6 years ago, I started my very first fish-keeping podcast called Aquatic Wetline, and I had some wonderful episodes that I did with the Aquatic Wetline, and I'm going to replay a couple of those episodes from now until August 3rd to keep Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast relevant. You're going to hear some of these great shows that Aquatic Wetline had hosted over the years. Now, I'm going to play a show that had a monster fish keeper on it. He actually was like a monster fish sanctuary in the United Kingdom. He was like Ohio Fish Rescue, but in the United Kingdom. I'm going to play that wonderful interview. And then I'm going to play a episode I did discussing the good and bad of Craigslist for the tropical fish hobby. Because let's face it, us fish keepers buy and sell aquarium equipment and even aquarium fish on Craigslist. I'll talk about the good and bad of Craigslist for tropical fish keepers. So make sure you listen to that episode. I'm also going to release an interview I did with the sales president of Hikari. And I think I'll also release an interview I did with Waru Joey from the King of DIY. And maybe a couple couple of other episodes I'll release from the aquatic wetline. So if you are new to my podcast and you've never met Aqua Alex Cardinelli before, this will be your perfect chance to hear what I'm capable of on Aquarium Podcast via Aquatic Wetline. This is the one and only time you will hear Aquatic Wetline episodes, archived episodes on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. When I am settled down in Florida, I'm going to have some kick-ass episodes of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. My first episode back, I am planning a launch episode from Florida. I'm going to talk about what fish I'm going to keep in Florida and maybe have a couple of guests on that show. I'm planning that show right now, but it's going to be a fun episode. Now, August actually marks my 6th year as a podcaster. Yes, that's right. I've been podcasting for 6 years. So there's going to be an Alex Cardinelli 6-year podcast anniversary episode. I'll probably have a couple of special guests on that show, and I'll talk about my favorite fish species and things like that. And then, get this, folks, Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast will celebrate its 200th episode sometime in August or September. And maybe I'll do the 200th episode from a fish store in West Palm Beach. That'll be cool. And right now we are in the planning stages of a show that will be hosted by 3 fish keepers, Aqua Alex, Justin Richards, and Matt LeMay. That's going to be a show that's hosted by 3 Florida fish guys. We'll talk about any and everything tropical fish and even some off-topic stuff, including comedy and politics and things like that. That should be a very fun show. We're actually working out the recording date for that, and that's something that's going to be very interesting for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. So if you have never heard Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast before, I think now is the time to subscribe to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Buzzsprout, or wherever you're listening from. So that is what's to come on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast when we settle down in our studios in West Palm Beach, Florida. I would like to promote some wonderful Facebook fish groups that I'm on and that I am moderating or admitting on. And I think that these fish keeping groups add some benefits to the aquarium hobby. The first group is my own group, and that's For the Love of Fish, for the LUV of Fish. A very nice group. We have 907 members, and we're always welcoming new tropical fish keepers. So come post pictures of your fish and chat fish and interact with other fish keepers. The next group is run by my friend Matt LeMay, and the name of this group is Just One More Fish. Just One More Fish on Facebook. Those are some wonderful Facebook fish groups that I definitely recommend you check out. So with the move to Florida, I had to make an extremely difficult decision the last few weeks. And that is, I have to rehome most of my fish, 95% of my fish, because it is just too much to take down to Florida with me. So I'm going to rehome all of my fish, basically. There are a few fish that I am keeping. I'm going to have my friend Thompson from Imperial Aquatics ship the fish down to me. And the fish that I'm keeping is my Giardini Arowana, which is about 3 inches. My Red Oscar, albino Red Oscar. He's very beautiful. I forgot to name what they call him. but it's a very beautiful Oscar. I'm going to keep my two baby tiger Chauvinots and a couple baby Paku. I know the Paku get huge, but I love watching them grow out, so I'm going to keep them. So the Giardini, the two tiger Chauvinots, the albino red Oscar, and two baby Paku will be coming down to Florida with me. They will be shipped to my new house, and I can't wait to have them in their new tank in my new house in Florida. So my other fish, unfortunately, I have to rehome. I'm going to do something new here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, something I've never done on any of my fish keeping podcasts over the last 6 years. It's time to sell some fish. That's right, folks. I'm going to sell some fish on the podcast. Well, not literally, but I'm going to offer these fish to any listener who lives in New England or close to Springfield, Massachusetts. I want my fish to go to a good home. I'm looking to sell them as a whole, and I'm looking to sell them all for $200, or I will sell them individually or rehome them individually to a fish keeper who wants them. So here's what I have that I'm looking to rehome. Three Red Hook Silver Dollars, and I'm going to miss them because I wanted to watch them grow up, but I can always get new Red Hooks down in Florida. I've got a Red Tail Cat times Tiger Chauvinot's hybrid baby, about 2 inches. I've got an Irwinai catfish, which is kind of rare around here, which is a giant Raphael catfish or a zebra ripsaw. I've got a Niger catfish, a ripsaw catfish. I've got three Ornate Pin catfish, which are very cool. I've got a red-tailed catfish baby, about 3 to 4 inches. Two Baleen sharks, about 5 to 6 inches. I've got four Hacer oreasis, black-tip rabbit catfish. I've got a giraffe catfish, about 5 inches. I've got a Polypterus delhaize and a Polypterus ornate, both about 8 inches. I've got a large sun cat, a large four-line pictus, and I believe that's everything. So again, three Red Hook Silver Dollars, about 5 to 6 inches. A Red Tail Cat times TSN, about 2 inches. Irwinai Cat, about 4 to 5 inches. A Red Tail Cat, about 4 inches. Ornate Pims, three of them, about 6 inches. Four Hacer Cats, about 4 inches. A Niger Cat, about 5 inches. A sun cat, about 6. Two Polypterus, about 8 inches. Two Baleen sharks, about 5 inches. And a couple of others. I'm sure there are some others that I'm forgetting, but when you come over to get them, you'll see all the fish. Right now, they're all in a 40-gallon breeder, unfortunately, because I had to sell their 90-gallon. But I'm looking for them to get a good home ASAP. Now, if you are interested and you live in Massachusetts or New England, or can come up to Springfield, Mass. Or Western Massachusetts, please contact me. 413-782-8543. If I don't answer, please leave a voicemail and ask for Alex. Or email me, alexgoyankeescardinelli19@gmail.com. That's alexgoyankees, C-A-R-D-I-N-A-L-E, 19@gmail.com. Or you can contact me on Facebook, Alex Cardinelli. So hopefully these fish will go to a good home. With that being said, that is our episode for today. I just wanted to take a quick moment to thank everyone who has reached out to me about Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. As you can see, we have a great future ahead of us. Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast will be back in Florida. We'll see you in Florida, everyone. Enjoy the fish keeping hobby. Hobby, and I'll see you for the relaunch of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy the fish hobby, feed your fish, do your water changes, and keep happy fish. Aqua Alex saying thank you.